Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Don Lund. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Aber. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Aber. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Connie Marrero. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Connie Marrero. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby takes first base on ball four. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Aber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aber hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Connie Marrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marrero takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Marrero moves to second. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 1 in the game. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesky fields it and throws to second for the out. Marrero moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cohn. The throw from Batts and he is safe. Cohn steals second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marrero scores. Cohn moves to third. It's 1 to nothing, Senators. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cohn scores. Vernon moves to second. It's 2 to nothing, Senators. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vernon scores. It's 3 to nothing, Senators. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jensen moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Jensen moves to third. Runnels moves to second. Dick Marlowe now pitching. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jensen scores. Runnels scores. Busby moves to second. It's 5 to nothing, Senators. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive towards third. Yost catches it and throws to first to double up Pesky. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Connie Marrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marrero is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Marrero hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Yost bunts towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Marrero moves to second. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Batts for a passed ball. Marrero moves to third. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-2 in the game. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo fields the ball and throws to Marlow covering. Safe. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-0, Senators. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-1 in the game. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon juggles the ball. That's an error on Vernon. Delsing moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Delsing moves to third. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-1 in the game. Batts hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cohn. Batts reaches second base with a double. Delsing scores. Niemann goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Senators. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-1 in the game. Lund hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield pinch hits for Dick Marlow. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Tigers 2. The Senators will come to bat. Dick Weak now pitching. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Busby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lund who is chasing the ball. Busby reaches third base with a triple. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Busby scores. One out. It's 9-2, Senators. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Dave Madison now pitching. Connie Marrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marrero is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marrero bunts towards the mound. Madison fields it and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 9, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pesky hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Busby. Pesky reaches second base with a double. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-4, Senators. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 2 in the game. Delsing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fitzgerald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 9, and the Tigers 4. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vernon moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vernon scores. Runnels moves to second. It's 10-4, Senators. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Madison fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Runnels moves to third. Busby moves to second. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 10, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0 for 2 in the game. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Madison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 10, and the Tigers 4. The Senators will come to bat. Connie Marrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marrero is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marrero hits a fly ball into right field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cohn takes first base on ball 4. Yost moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Yost moves to third. Cohn moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yost scores. Cohn scores. Vernon moves to second. It's 12-4, Senators. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vernon scores. Jensen moves to second. It's 13-4, Senators. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Busby strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 13, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pesky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keene moves to third. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. Keene scores. Two outs. It's 13-5, Senators. Walt Dropeau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropeau is 0-for-3 in the game. Dropeau hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 13, and the Tigers 5. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Connie Marrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marrero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marrero hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cohn hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 13, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost juggles the ball. That's an error on Yost. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0 for 3 in the game. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Madison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Lund moves to second. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Dave Madison. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 13, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.